Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. For those of you who have asked for and received the map I have been telling you about, please get it out now. In our walk through Genesis chapter 14, we are asking who, where, why, and what questions. And today we come to the second question, where did the action take place? For this, we must return to our maps and talk geography. Now, if you have my map, you can follow along closely. If you do not, then you do this by your imagination. This is not television or video online. I will invite you to picture this territory as best you can. If you have read this passage in the Bible, then you already have some idea of where the battlefield is. Actually, this is why the book is always better than the movie. Reading requires your imagination, and what you can picture in your own mind's eye is always better than what some other person creates. Is my imagination better than yours? Yes, it is. And is your imagination better than mine? Yes, it is. And that is because we cannot beat our own imagination. And I do not think I am only imagining this. The map I sent will be helpful if you've got it, but you are not necessarily at a big disadvantage if you are only able to listen at this at the present time without access to a visual. Many of you need to keep your eyes on the road, as a matter of fact. Plus, studies have proven that you retain more listening to your radio or the podcast than you would if you were watching this. So for anyone down on you for using your ears rather than your eyes for learning the Word of God, don't you worry about that. Audio still has a very prominent place in an otherwise visual world. As we talk geography, it is important to remember that while the central battle takes place at a location called the Valley of Siddim, the northeastern kings take a whole lot of military action, killing their way en route to that location. It is interesting to me that in verse 3 we read, all these came as allies to the Valley of Siddim, that is the Salt Sea. So this is the staging area for battle. But then in verses 4 through 9 we read of the places where the armies of the northeast came through and the destruction they caused for the people who lived there. It is not until verse 10 that we read about the Valley of Siddim again and the actual fighting there. Furthermore, what we find is that the emphasis Moses gives this is not really on the battles themselves, but rather on the large geography the kings of the northeast and their armies cover. There is widespread destruction that affects the whole land of Canaan. Geography is important here. And so let me say something about each of these places, insofar as we can gather from the historians and the commentators. To do this, I invite you to imagine a giant letter U. The letter U. Do you have it? The kings of the northeast begin at the top right-hand corner of the U. You will see this on my map. Those are the black lines running south between Hovah and Damascus. Their army swings south down the right-hand arm of the U and quickly come to a place that verse 5 identifies as Ashteroth-Kernaim. This place is east of the Sea of Galilee and east of the Jordan River. This is where the Raphaei are defeated. Do you see that? Red font is used for the name of the place and a little fire symbol indicating destruction by the four armies of the northeast. Then the armies continue south some more and come to the place verse 5 calls Ham. And Ham is never mentioned again in the Old Testament. Ham, the place, is not mentioned elsewhere in the Hebrew Bible. This is where the Zuzim are defeated. And next, still in Genesis 14, verse 5, we read about the place called Shaveh Kiriah. This is where the Amim people are slaughtered. We are still on the right-hand arm, if you will, of the letter U as we move south with the kings of the north. On my map, we are following that black arrow south. Shaveh Kiriah is still east of the Jordan River, but further south and yet north of the Arnon River. The Arnon River actually comes out of the Salt Sea, the Dead Sea. So these are the places in verse 5 where the armies of the northeast are blasting through. They are on the war path as they come through here. And then we come in the text to verse 6, Genesis chapter 14, verse 6, and we read that the armies of the northeast proceed south further still to Mount Seir, where they defeat the Hori. And again on my map, go all the way down past Zevoim, Admah, and Zoar. Now we are getting down very near the bottom of that right-hand arm of the letter U. In fact, at this point, the armies have come all the way down to the point in the U where it hits bottom, the basin of the letter, as it were. And the place is El Paran, which is by the wilderness. On the U in your mind, mark this location at the bottom center of the U. It is at the edge of the wilderness of Paran, near the Gulf of Aqaba. And you can think of the wilderness of Paran as being on the left side of the letter U, on the way back up towards the left corner of the U. Are you with me? Remember, we are answering our where question. I'm following the Bible in giving you the lay of the land. And let's look at some locations in verse 7. I will read Genesis 14, verse 7. Then they turned back and came to Ayan, that is, Kadesh, and conquered all the country of the Amalekites and also the Amorites who lived in Hatzatzon, Tamar. The verse begins, they turned back, meaning the armies of the northeast have marched south all the way down the right-hand arm of our letter U, and they come around the bottom of the U and turn back north, coming up the left-hand arm of the letter U to a place called Ayan, that is Kadesh. On the map, this looks like it should be pronounced something like En Mishpat, E-N-M-I-S-H-P-A-T. Well, this is later known as Kadesh. In the book of Numbers, the spies are sent from there and Moses strikes a rock. Over in the book of Ezekiel, Kadesh is the boundary of the new Israel. That is why Moses, the author of the first book of the Bible, points this out to us in Genesis. I say it all the time, the Bible is awesome. Every detail counts. Read the Word of God carefully, friends. And in this area, the Amalekites and also the Amorites were conquered. The Amorites lived in this place called Hatzatzon Tamar, which is on the western side of the Dead Sea, halfway up the coast. All right, now we have identified the where before the battle between the nine kings in the Valley of Siddim, which we read about in verses 8 through 12. And that will answer our why question. But so that we can stick with geography and finish the where, I want to skip ahead to the story in verses 13 through 15, where we read about three more locations. Verse 13 tells us that Abram, at that time, was living by the oaks of Mamre. Where is that? It is very near Hebron, which is to the west of the Dead Sea, on the way back up the left-hand arm of our letter U. And then in verse 14, we learn that Abram set out after these armies of the north and tracked them all the way up to a territory called Dan. Finally, a place easy to pronounce, huh? Dan. D-A-N. And we can place Dan all the way up near the top left corner of our letter U. And then at the very top of the U, on that left side, we can imagine the name of our last location, which verse 15 says is Hovah, which is north of Damascus. And you probably know Damascus, which is currently the capital of the country of Syria. The point is, the kings of the northeast have come all the way down south and then turned back up north again and are pursued all the way back in the direction from which they began. Hence the memory device, the letter U. The U ends where it began. If you have my map in front of you, then you know I'm not being exact. You do have it exact. But for the rest of you, I trust you get the gist. I'm just trying to give our listeners without maps a way to imagine the territory. And this last part, the places the Oaks of Mamre, Dan, and Hovah, these places will be better understood when we get to that part of Genesis 14 and we answer our what question. So stay tuned for that. You'll notice my map will be useful to you then, as it is marked Abram's attack and Abram pursues fleeing armies. So if you've got it, please hold on to it. Someone might say, well, that was tedious. Well, I hope not. Actually, I hope that this will inspire you to go home and get out your maps and match what you read in the text to the geography. Or ask for my map. It is not too late to do so. That way you can fold it and put it right inside your Bible and always have easy access to it as you study the text. Or take a picture of it and leave it on your phone. With all the technology in our hands today, we have no excuse for not knowing the scripture, for not bringing all of the technology to bear on our study of the Word of God. Well, this answers our where question, and so we're halfway through our questions and answers. Next up is why. Ah, the why question. Study the Bible with us, and please invite others to join in. And each of you, come along again tomorrow as we continue to discover who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.